you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey girls, what's poppin'? What the fuck's good? My name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. So, I didn't post an episode last week because my great-grandmother passed away. And before y'all be like, great-grandmother, what? I actually met my great-great-grandmother. Yeah, my family tree, they have a history of starting young. So my great-grandmother was young for the title great-grandmother. I mean, she was about the age of y'all's grandmothers, you know. So we were very close growing up. She essentially raised me half of my childhood. I mean, every weekend, every holiday, every break from school, summer, vacation, all of it, I spent essentially the entire duration of those times with her. She is probably the most influential person in my life, and she's definitely taught me the most valuable life lessons, and it's been interesting. It's been difficult. I literally spent all this time with her up until I was about 19 years old. Like, I was still going to her house every summer. And then I got, you know, I was really sick back then at that period of my life. So after I had like my bone marrow transplant and all that, I don't want to say that we disconnected by any means, but life happened and I kind of was on my own journeys and doing my own thing, and I was becoming an adult, and naturally we didn't spend as much time together after that. And I think because of that, there's still a part of me that's not fully wrapped my head around the fact that she is no longer here. Because even at her funeral the other day, I was thinking to myself, like, oh, I can't wait for Christmas time. And I was thinking about the food that she makes. And, you know, of course, physically seeing the casket, I'm like, that's not realistic. But there's still like a part of me that's not accepted it. And like kind of the same thing with my mother happened, you know, like, it took a while. It was an adjustment. And I still would catch myself like dialing her number to call her. And then I'd, you know, have the sad realization. So I feel like I'm kind of going through the same thing right now with this loss. I was not able to do an episode last week. Well, actually, the saddest part is I was last minute recording last week's episode when I got the messages from my family to get down there. She was on her way out. And unfortunately, on my way over, she passed. Very unfortunate. And I am upset with myself for not getting there in time. But she was already pretty much out since the night prior. So there wasn't much I could have really said or done in that moment to really make a difference. And I know that she understands I was doing my job, essentially. But I did say everything that I needed to say. I got everything off of my chest to her about a week prior. And just, we reminisced on the good times together and told a lot of stories to each other. So, yeah. I'm not posting a visual this week because I just didn't have the capacity to set up the set, the lights, to fake a show for y'all. So I'm literally sitting in my bed right now thinking about life. It's been a week. Yeah. Not only that, but I did also lose my voice. So the episode that I even started last week was so horrendous. I sounded so hoarse and it just wasn't cute and gorgeous. A lot has been going on. But in more positive news, I did hit minus 100 pounds. However, right after all of these occurrences, I have now gained 5 of it back. But you know what? I'm going to be graceful with myself because I'm still not where I was. And it's kind of exciting because I have made such a major transformation in 8 months. Eight months. And when I think about that fact, I'm like, wow, that is insane. I'm sure a doctor would tell me that's crazy or that it's not healthy. So by no means am I trying to promote unhealthy living, but in my opinion, I've done this the right way. I've been healthy. I've lately, I've not really been on like a quote unquote diet. I've just kind of been eating what my body wants without going like, you know, over a limit. I used to fucking eat until I was physically sick and would have to sometimes gag myself. But we're out of that lifestyle. Haven't done that in a long time. And I haven't eaten myself to the point of suffocation. It would be hard to fucking breathe. I would have eaten so much in one sitting. So I'm glad I don't have that problem anymore. I'm not binging as much. I will say because of the things that have occurred over the past week, I have had a few binges, but they were mindful binges. Okay, so again, I'm going to be graceful. So let me stop talking myself down. With this whole situation, I have had some awakenings. You know, growing up, my nanny would always tell me, be a leader, not a follower. And I would not say I've ever been a follower per se, but she just always really encouraged me to be myself. And she loved me unconditionally to my core for who I was, no matter my exterior, no matter what I put on my body, no matter my likes, my goals, any of that. And so with this passing, I've kind of put a lot of thought into me as an individual and what I do for a living and what I put out there. And, you know, I have put a lot of pressure on myself to be a certain way, to perform, to, you know, be a certain version of myself. But that is exhausting. I have sat and re-recorded the same take on this podcast so many times in the past because I didn't like the way my voice sounded, or I didn't like this or that. And so I was super hyper fixated and focused on so many things that I was missing the point. And I wouldn't say that I was ever not being myself, but the way I maybe expressed myself wasn't fully authentic, looking and thinking back. So I'm really trying to do better about just speaking from the heart and not putting pressure on myself, because really and truly nobody else is putting that pressure on me. And now I just can't help but think, like, take me as I am. And I've said things like that in the past, but I wasn't fully living in that truth, truth be told. So if I sound a little different moving forward or act a little different, just know that it's more realistic and more authentic and more easy. I'm not going to put pressure on myself. I'm going to try. Like, I'm not perfect, you know. It is still a lot of pressure putting on a show and having a platform online. So I don't think that there will ever be no pressure whatsoever, but I'm going to stop thinking so intensely about, oh, how did you say that one word? Because in the grand scheme of things, it don't fucking care. And the few times that I've missaid something or sounded or my pitch was maybe a little deeper than I'd like or whatnot, like, who really cares? So this is me. This is my voice. This is who I am to my core. No more acting. I do stand by the things that I've said. I do stand by everything I've put out there. But the delivery, sometimes I feel like I overthought it and kind of performed in a bit. And I don't want to do that anymore. So from here on out, this is Camo. I've really been practicing Spanish. I want to get fluent in Spanish eventually, but for right now, I can sing the entire first verse of Dinadi by Kali Uchis, my queen. I love her so much. So I might do like a cover to that, but I've been obsessed so much. I mean, I love her. I've loved her for a while. My friend Jay put me onto her back in like 2016 or 17 when we worked at Starbucks together. But I don't know, the past few months, I just really became super obsessed, and I got her on vinyl. I found, like, you don't see her on vinyl that often, but Criminal Records and Little Five, they had a copy of her record, and it was like on display because it was like, you know, an exclusive thing. So I did pay $60 for this fucking record. But y'all, this bitch be spinning all day and all night for me. So I'm happy with that investment. I'm going to call it an investment because, you know, I feel good when I listen to it. So, anything else new? What's tea? What's juice? I don't know. I'm a little out of it, if you couldn't tell. This episode is a little melancholy, but I'm not a robot. It is what it is. These are my feelings. I don't have it in me to be so uppity right now. But I'm also not like depressed. I don't want anybody to worry, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm just over here down in the dumps. It is a sad reality. It's very fresh. Her funeral was 2 days ago. It was a short funeral. She's so funny. She was so, so, so funny. She planned her funeral. I mean, I'm sure other people do that, but I don't have much experience in funerals. So she was always so meticulous and always so like calculated with the way she decorated things, with the way she presented herself, her makeup, her hair, the curls that she did, like everything, the color patterns. Like, she was so particular and meticulous, and she was just so funny. So, so, so funny. Such a sweet, silly spirit. And I will hold on to all of the good memories. And I do find peace in knowing that she is no longer suffering. She did have cervical cancer, and it really, really was not a good sight to see. And I really feel for my aunt, her daughter, for being her primary caregiver. I can relate to that, like with my mother. You know, my mother had my sister also, who was very helpful. But in those last months of life, like, I was at the hospital every day, every single day, all the way in Athens. And I was living in Norcross. So driving back and forth, an hour and 20 there, an hour and 20 back, I would sleep in the hospital bed with her sometimes, or I would sleep on the chair. And I saw so much. I saw so, so, so much that still scars me still to this day. So I really feel for my aunt, especially, but for everybody in my family, because Nanny was such a light and such a character. She really held this family together. And if I can be even a fraction of who she was, then I will be content with myself. But like I said, I do have a level of peace because she is at peace. She is in her final resting place. She is no longer suffering. And she did live a long, successful life. She was 86, or 87. I think she was 87. And she did a lot. And she impacted a lot of people's lives. She was so, 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 so sweet to everybody she met. She would make a conversation with just about anybody. And thinking about her and some of the ways that she was, I realized that that's where I get it from. There's so many things about me that I do, and I'm like, that's Nanny. That was Nanny. So it's bittersweet. But I'm going to go on a break on that note. And when I come back, I'm going to attempt to change the mood by sharing some positive, happy memories that I shared with her growing up. So stay tuned if you care or don't.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, so I do not have notes written down. I do not have anything really in mind. All of these stories are just straight from my memory bank. They are in no particular order. So, yeah. I loved staying at her house because she was the most welcoming and she just felt safe to be around. I loved my parents, obviously, and I still do, but there was a different bond between the two of us. It was a different type of safe. Of course, I was safe with my parents, but there was chaos growing up in my households. I mean, my parents got divorced and my dad moved on. My mother moved on and there was some weird periods. You know, my parents were young. They were learning as they went. I have no resentment towards them and anything that happened in the past. They did the best they could. But, you know, when you're learning, there's some lessons to be learned. And it was a little chaotic and hectic at times, especially having like a sibling and my parents weren't like the best off. So, you know, it was different at Nanny's house. It was very peaceful. It was very quiet. And I've always loved peace and quiet. Contrary to my personality, I do typically love to just be quiet. Now, once I get like to a certain level of comfortability, I do have a tendency to overshare and talk a little too much. But for the most part, she is to herself. But, you know, we would wake up every morning early and we would sit on her back porch and we would just swing. She had this like little swing. And yes, I was drinking coffee from a very young age. I think I've mentioned in the past how my mother, my Mimi that I currently live with, which is Nanny's daughter, and my nanny, all of them gave me coffee in my sippy cup. And I was obsessed. I think that's definitely why I still to this day. Well, actually this year, I've not really been as much of a coffee fiend. I kind of gave up on coffee. I now occasionally will have a latte here and there, but I was drinking 3-4 cups of coffee a day in the past last year and up until about February. But yeah, we would get up every morning early. We would sit on the porch and just listen to the birds. We would sit there and swing, and it was just so peaceful, so quiet. And she'd ask me, "Cam, what are you thinking about?" And I would have some trivial answer, I'm sure, about, well, why does this happen this way? Or this doesn't feel fair, or beep-a-da-bop-a-da-boop. And she just always had the words to say. And she always would listen. That was another thing. A lot of people hear me. Not a lot of people listen. And she listened. She bought me Barbie dolls. She would help me knit them clothing. And I think I really got, obviously, I don't have the same sense of style as she did, but watching her be so particular and just the way she put an outfit together, she had so much fucking clothing, and that's definitely where I get this from, but she was so particular, like, with the patterns and the stitching and the color palettes and, like, she would have like a cute scarf and a brooch and bling, as she would call it. She always loved her jewelry, and I inherited that as well. I have so much jewelry, and I'm very particular about the clothing that I buy and put on my body. And it's funny because I went through this period where I was really into Hawaiian shirts, but they had to be tastefully done. Like the color scheme and the design, like it couldn't be too touristy. It had to, you know, it had to be cute and gorgeous and tastefully done. So like when I was in that period, I had a few friends, they would like buy me Hawaiian shirts and I fucking hated them. And they'd be like, what do you mean? This is like, this looks like everything else you wear. No, it's a Hawaiian shirt, sure, but the pattern is just not cute and gorgeous, in my opinion. And she was like that. She was so particular. And it might have only made sense in her brain, and it might only make sense in my brain why I put things together the way I do, or why I feel that this looks good and that doesn't. But I learned that from her growing up, and she was just so about the way, not in a vain way, but she was all about presentation all around, like the house. She was so good with decorating, and everything was set a certain way, and like nothing was out of place, not even a centimeter. Like she was so meticulous with the way things were set up. Like, we went to so many yard sales and antique shops and thrift stores and estate sales growing up. By the age of 6, I could tell you about vintage glassware, like Fenton. For those who don't know, it's this old company that made these little glass slippers, and they're so iconic to me, and so they're very collectible. They're valuable, and I learned about them and doilies and fabrics, and I could tell you the finish of a piece of furniture by the age of 6. I just was so informative with that stuff because I learned from her. And she was big into wheeling and dealing. She had a booth at flea markets and would sell things. And so my love for thrifting and all things secondhand definitely comes from my childhood and spending so much time with her. Every Saturday, we went to the Dwarf House in Jonesboro, and they had like, I don't know if they still do it. I don't know if this is like an all Dwarf House thing, but every Saturday they would have a breakfast buffet. And so me, my nanny, and my aunt Boogie, as we call her, we would go to that Chick-fil-A every Saturday. We would eat our breakfast buffet. I would have so much fucking chicken. So much chicken. And then we would head to the Last Chance thrift store. Rest in peace. Loved that thrift store. So many fond memories there. I fucking cut my teeth there. Really and truly. We'd go there, the Value Village. Great times.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
She also spoiled the shit out of me. Spoiled the shit out of me. I got essentially everything I wanted. By no means were we living lavish. You know, it was, of course, mostly thrifted, but it was something she always reminded me of. Because I spent so much time with her, and, you know, I had a sibling, my brother at the time. He was closer to my Mimi that I currently live with, and my dad and him were like very close. So he would kind of, and from my point of view, would kind of get taken care of over there. So when I was at Nanny's, like, she would take me to thrift stores and buy me so much clothing, and I loved clothing. Before like school would start back up, she would buy me and my brother clothing, but I would never want to give him anything. I always wanted to keep the clothing to myself. I was a little selfish, a little greedy. But we would go to these thrift stores and she'd be like, okay, Cam, you can get like one or two shirts or something. And I would find like four or five and she'd be like, okay, but you gotta pick them out. You gotta pick two out. And I'd be like, but I need this one too. It's different. I don't have any like this. And she would end up caving and buying them all. And towards the end of the summer, she would make me go through my piles of clothing and give my brother a good chunk of it. And we would also, you know, be finding him things as well. But because I had so much more, she'd be like, you have to part ways with some of these. We got to give them to Tay-Tay. And I would always fight her on. I'd be like, no, I want this one. This one is different. Some things never change. Thankfully, my brother's never given a shit about dressing himself or clothing in general. So like I would give him some of those things, but I would end up always getting them back when we got back home. Good times. Good times. We had so many silly, funny memories. You know, I've always been the type of person that you tell me I can't or you tell me not to, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I was very curious. I was very rambunctious. I was a really good kid. I didn't get into much trouble, but I wanted to know everything about everything. I was very nosy. I was very nosy, very curious. But anyways, I remember one time a story that she loved to retell again and again and again. There was this lizard on her back porch, and I had like this butterfly net, and I caught it. And she's like, okay, Cam, put it down. You're not going to be happy if it jumps on you. Put it down. I'm like, nope. What do you know? The motherfucker jumped out of the butterfly net, jumped on my arm, ran up my arm, and was on my shoulder. And I was screaming at the top of my lungs, screaming and dancing on her back porch, squalling my eyes out. My aunt was on the phone with her, overheard the whole thing, and they both loved to tell me that story every time they saw me. Another time, I had actually really hurt myself. I would play in the backyard. She had a really big backyard that backed up into woods. And there was animals back there. You would occasionally see a wolf or mostly coyotes. But just so I would not go out of certain bounds, she would, you know, kind of try to scare me with, okay, don't go too far in the backyard because there's wolves back there. And I don't know if there was actually wolves. I know there was coyotes for a fact, but they led me to believe there was wolves. The big bad wolves was living back there. And one time I was towards the back of the yard near the fence, and I heard some rustling behind her gate. And all I could think of was, that's a fucking wolf. So I start running for my dear life, and I slip in this muddy patch, and I fly. I take flight. I catch air. I hit a rock. I'm slipping and sliding in this muddy area of her backyard. It was just so, there was this one area like beside her. She had like a little barn in her backyard. But there was this little area over there that didn't really get grass. It just always was fucking muddy. So I'm like running through that, and I slip and I just slide across the ground. I had so many cuts up and down my legs. My knees were skint up. I had cuts on my arms, my chest. I was badly cut up. And of course she took care of me, and, you know, she fixed me up and got me situated, but I was really messed up. And looking back, it's very funny, and it was a good laugh for us because there was probably no fucking wolf back there or anything. I was just a little scary ass kid, but it was funny thinking back on it. We would garden together. She loved to garden. Every year we would plant, you know, new flowers together. She loved hydrangeas. We had this butterfly bush that I think my mother gave her around the time I was born. And she gave her another one when my brother was born. So like they kind of like planted these butterfly bushes side by side. And mine was always so much bigger and more beautiful. Just saying, Tay-Tay, sorry. What can I say? What else? Let me think. What's like another really fond memory? Oh my God. One time my fucking pop, her husband, we were at a fucking estate sale. Now, Pop was a very smart individual and he was in the military. He fought in Vietnam. I have no idea why he did this, but we were in an estate sale and there was like a BB gun and he fucking set it off. Pulled the trigger and luckily he had it pointed to the ceiling, but I don't know what the fuck he was thinking that day. He lost his ever loving mind and everybody in that room was like, what the fuck? It was chaotic and she chomped his ass out. She chomped him out. It was so funny. I couldn't tell you what was going through his head in that moment. But I think back to those times, there was so many amazing finds, so many, I can like visually see like specific houses in my head and like the things that I got there. And like the other day, we buried her out in Fayetteville. And on the way back to my aunt's house to have some lunch, we were like passing through this road and I saw this neighborhood sign and I was like, oh my God, I just had like a flashback. And I remember like across the street from that sign was this big yard sale that I bought an Amy Winehouse CD at around the time she passed away. But it's just like the specifics, like I can see like everything in my head, you know. So many memories out in Clayton County. My stomping grounds. She was such a good cook too. Oh, I'm gonna miss her cornbread. I need to get her cornbread recipe because nobody made cornbread like Nanny. Nobody could beat her cornbread. I love cornbread, by the way, but not no fucking sweet cornbread. It's got to be that real deal, like gritty corn milly cornbread, you know. I would literally get a spoonful of the cornmeal out of the cast iron pan after the cornbread came out, and I just it was her favorite and it was my favorite too. We would just share the cornmeal together. I'm gonna miss her banana pudding and her pound cake. Oh my God, the pound cake. It doesn't seem real. It doesn't. Life is such a strange concept. Thinking about somebody being there and suddenly no longer physically, of course, you know, I do believe there's more to us. I believe that there is an afterlife. So I do find some solace and faith, knowing that one day we will reunite. But until then, I'm just left with the memories. And I have a lot of them. I could go on for days and just share so many memories. But I remember one time she had this tassel. She loved tassels, but this one was like a beaded tassel and it was apparently very expensive tassel. I was playing with it. Why was I playing with a tassel? I don't fucking know, but I broke it and the beads all fell off. And she had specifically told me not to mess with them tassels. I loved to play with the tassels for some reason. And she specifically was like, don't mess with those tassels. But I didn't listen. You tell me not to do something, I was going to do it. And I broke it on accident and I felt so bad. And I tried to hide it. And of course she found it. And I was sitting there playing stupid. Like, I don't know how that happened. She's like, Cam, this tassel did not grow legs and break itself. Okay. Be truthful. She had a way to always get the truth out of you without you feeling like a complete piece of shit. She was very gentle, very understanding. She was such a safe person, you know. Anyways, like I said, I could go on for days and share all these wonderful memories and so many things that we did together, but I think this is going to wrap up this week's episode because I'm just going through the motions, and sharing the stories is kind of making me a little emotional, and I don't want to get too emotional. I'm trying to have a good day. I'm trying to put my best foot forward and keep going because that's what she would want. But I will say one lesson that I learned with my mother, but I really learned this time as well, was just like an emphasis on the notion of live with no regrets and make time for the people that matter. It's easy to let conflicts or a difference in opinion or some misunderstanding, it's easy to let those things get in the way of spending time with people or showing up for people. And I do have regrets. I do regret the fact that in the past few years, I've not been as present as I should have been. There's really no excuse. I have been a little selfish. Of course, it was never like my intention, but we've got to do better. We've got to put our problems and pride and all these things aside to make time. You know, I've struggled mentally, and also just my family has always accepted me, but I think because I've went through some major transformations and I've been so many different people, I wouldn't say different people, but expressed myself in so many different ways. It can get confusing for people, and I don't like to feel challenged. And so when I got more comfortable expressing myself in makeup and women's clothing, there was never any, not from her end and that side of my family at least, there was no negativity, but it did, you know, it did cause some confusion, and there was some tensions at time, and I should have just let that go. I really should have, but I'm not going to beat myself up about it, because regardless of the time lost, no love was wavered on either end, and we both knew that, and we both felt that. So I know that she is on the other side, and she is so happy and proud of me, and that's all that really matters. So on that note, I hope you guys have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. I'm going to do my best to have a more upbeat episode next week, but until then, stay cute and gorgeous.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com.
That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.